This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in. And Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player. Open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monnet for 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We have got a good one for you here this afternoon, late. Good afternoon to you, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It's the girls' Division 7 regional championship between Fort Loramie 23-3 and Mississinewa Valley 21-4. Fort Loramie here by virtue of a 61-18 win over Delaware Christian. That followed a 65-31 victory over Middletown Christian. And triumphs in the district quarters and semis over Franklin Monroe 55-10 and Twin Valley South 57-14. Mississinewa Valley having a fine campaign under fifth-year head coach Michael Page. A big win for the Blackhawks against Rushi at Sydney, 45-44, and that came in a district championship game that was an overtime, and Mississinewa Valley pulled it out on a driving layup shot by Taylor Woodbury, who took it nearly the length of the floor in the last several seconds to finish that game off. Prior to that, Mississinewa won contests over Emmanuel Christian and Troy Christian by scoring more than 70 points in those two games. The win over Legacy Christian came in the regional semi, a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast. Final score of that game was 42-30. These two teams take a lot of pride, Chuck, in turning the other club over. Which team will do it more often today? That might help decide the outcome. And Fort Loramie loves to pressure and take those live ball turnovers the other way and score. Mississinewa gave Legacy Christian a taste of that in the regional semi. Foul trouble a factor. Fort Loramie cannot afford to have Avery Brandewey at nearly 20 points a game pick up a couple quick ones early. Same for Mississinewa. Taylor Woodbury, the quarterback, has got to stay on the court. Both Brandewey and Woodbury, all state performers in Division 7. I'm Jack, along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. How do you size this game up?
It's going to be fast-paced. It's going to, like you said, I mean, the defense is going to be good on both ends. It's going to be tenacious on both ends. If you have the basketball in your hands and you take a second off, you're probably going to lose it. Both teams can shoot the ball well. I think maybe Mississinewa a little better from the outside than Loramie, and Loramie better on the inside. So, you know, it's going to come down to execution. It's going to come down to how tightly the game is called.
I was going to ask you just about that fact right there. Yep. Which team might it favor? If the officials are pretty meticulous and detailed and call the little shoves and nudges and pushes?
I don't think either team, especially now that Maddie Chateau is out for Loramie, I don't think either team is real deep. I know Loramie's been playing some kids, but this might not be the night that you want to throw some of these freshmen out into the fray. So, you know, I don't think either team's going to go incredibly deep into their bench.
Speaking of Fort Loramie, good performance in the win, 61-18 over Delaware Christian. Yep, Delaware Christian scored 18. Fort Loramie subs scored 18. Off the bench in that game, Corinne Holscher had 6. Kendall Tennery, 2. Janelle Siegel, 6. Liza Buppelman had 4 in that contest. Holscher, a sophomore. Siegel and Buppelman, freshmen. good performances in that game against Delaware Christian. How about Miley Chateau, 11. Dynamite performance by her. A dozen for Victoria Mesher. Avery Brandewey, her usual self at 20. By committee, Fort Loramie's been getting it done, replacing Maddie Chateau, missing for the remainder of the campaign. She should return healthy and strong by next October or November, I would think, looking ahead down the road, the calendar, although I think the medical world is taking a little more precaution with regard to knee injuries here in recent months and years than several years back. But a lot of good experience being gained by Fort Loramie's depth. You mentioned the inside play of Fort Loramie. It has been mighty strong. Brandewey Mesher around the rim. It was interesting to see Mississinawa's taller girls, Chuck, play so much of the time out on the perimeter.
Well, yeah, I mean, Schubert, 5'9", she's one of their bigger girls.
Yeah.
And she is outside on the arc more than she's inside, but she's very active.
Uh-huh.
And they need to know where she is because she had steals, and she does a good job of going back and getting to the rim when she gets a rebound.
Both teams playing excellent basketball right now at the right time. Fort Loramie ladies have won 11 of their last 12, lost two games in a row, January 11th and 14th, to Ottawa, Glandorf, and St. Henry. Fort Loramie was beaten on February 8th without Chateau, 37-30. The Flyers won that game in Maria Stein. Meanwhile, Mississinawa Valley has gone out of the Western Ohio Athletic Conference and played some quality opponents. A win over Coldwater, a victory against Parkway. Went into the SCAL, beat Houston, did Mississinawa, topped Rushi, as we noted, in that district title game, 45-44 in OT. Did lose a game which you really have to wonder about on the road at Botkins. Botkins beat Mississinawa by 2 points, 44-42, way back on Monday, December 30th. But Mississinawa has won four straight, 8 of 9, both teams peaking at the right time. Fort Loramie just left the floor. Mississinawa has re-entered. We're about 21, 22 minutes away from the opening tip, and we'll return with more from here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. We are behind the scorer's table on the Mississinawa side of the gym. I think the Fort Loramie folks are across the way, and we expect this place to probably be half full or so in the next half hour. I'm Jack, along with Chuck. It's Fort Loramie, Mississinawa Valley, in the girls' D7 Regional Championship on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, once again, welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, we're 16 minutes or so away from tip time. Fort Loramie against Mississinewa Valley Girls Division 7 regional title game. Chuck, one thing Fort Loramie's got to be wary of is this Mississinewa balance. Yes, all-state performer Taylor Woodbury leads the way, 16.5 points per game. Three others, though, in double figures. And one of those young ladies, Paige Emmerich, at 11.5 a game, doubled that output, made four threes in the win by Mississinewa over Legacy Christian. Redskins can't settle in and double-team Woodbury all night long, that's for sure.
No, and that's what Legacy did. They played Woodbury straight up and really kind of took her out of the game. But you know, she stepped in, Emmerich stepped in and really picked up the pace. And after that, they were looking for Emmerich. They weren't even looking for Woodbury. And I give Woodbury credit. She didn't go take the basketball and try to get 25 points by winging the ball up there. She ran what they were giving them, and that's why they won the game.
Yeah, she made others look good. What will Fort Loramie's defensive strategy be on this Mississinewa team, which is so potent offensively and includes the All-State guard, Taylor Woodbury?
Well, they're going to play Loramie basketball. They're still going to trap. They're still going to play you straight up. They might play a little bit of zone, but the zone opens up cracks for the shooters. So I think they're going to try to double. They're going to try to do the things they do. And if they have if it's not getting them anything or it's getting them burned, then they'll have to make adjustments.
Yeah. All of that said, Mississinewa only had four players score against Legacy Christian in that 42-30 triumph by the Blackhawks. Woodbury was held 9 below her per game average at 7. Mississinawa still won by a dozen points. Cora Hoggett scored two. Brooklyn Subert had 10. And Paige Emmerich had 23, as we noted just a few minutes ago. The Miley Chateau performance was exceptional. Maybe one of her couple three best games of the entire season for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, she's with her sister got hurt. She has really picked up her game. And what I like about it, her and Auden Turner both, you don't need a ton of points from them. You need them to not turn the ball over, play good defense, and take the shots out of the offense. And that's what they've been doing. Autumn Turner, I think, is playing her best basketball of her career right now.
Yeah, she looks well composed. She's in the starting lineup. As head coach Carla Siegel says, I replace sophomore Maddie Chateau with one of our senior leaders in Autumn Turner. She has been opening in that starting quintet ever since Maddie went out. We'll return with more from here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center in just a few. We'll reflect back on the earlier game we covered today, the noon contest at Piqua, won by Botkins over Jackson Center in a boys' Division 7 district championship. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
We are 8 to 9 minutes away from the start for Loramie, Mississinewa Valley. Earlier today on scoresbroadcast.com, Botkins pulled away from Jackson Center late to win 62-45. Trojans played very good defense. Jackson Center pretty well also. It was a defensively driven game most of the time in that noon contest. I thought Botkins did a pretty good job bottling up Reed Blackfoot for 2.5 quarters or so. The guards for Botkins really took control final two periods of the game this afternoon. One in the end, but Botkins with 17 points.
Yeah, I mean, Dosik and Pitts, they both just drilled free throws in that fourth quarter. Loramie had no choice but to foul, and Botkins went 17 of 21 in the fourth quarter. And if you make free throws like that, you're going to win a basketball game.
Yeah, Jackson Center did have no choice but to foul down the stretch. That's all there was to it. I thought Botkins showed its inner strength. It's a team that's really become hardened over the course of the year. Played consistently better throughout the campaign than did Jackson Center. Cooper Hartle was missing today for the Tigers, which didn't shoot the three ball very well at all. That was part of the reason for the demise by the Tigers this afternoon.
Well, and Dosik had 19 points in the second half.
Yeah, that's what I mean by the guards controlling the show for Botkins over the last two periods. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams here today, Fort Loramie and Mississinewa Valley, the key building components are, well, Fort Loramie needs that tandem of Brandewee and Mesher to get their usual 32-33 points, and then hope that others chip in with several additional baskets here and there. Fort Loramie's free throw shooting fast improving. It's got to stay sharp. Mississinewa Valley wants to push the game up and down the floor and shoot quickly and beat Fort Loramie's defense into the half court. Transition points will be key for both clubs, no question about it. And we'll keep an accurate count of turnovers. They might decide the outcome, especially those live ball mistakes, which result in points. Those are all key building components of today's game for Mississinewa Valley and Fort Loramie. And remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Gratitude to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. As such services include our on-site food pantry, transportation to VA medical appointments, emergency financial relief, and VA claim assistance, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more information, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. It is your new community go-to store at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie on South Main. It's gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've got delicious Hunt Brothers pizza, tasty Mahaffey pies, ooh, savory Winter's meats, and Weaver Brothers eggs and cheeses. They are top of the class. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee and a more varied selection of soft drinks, too, at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market is your new community go-to store. Redskins led by Avery Brandwee, 20 points a game. Victoria Mesher is at a dozen for Mississinewa Valley. Taylor Woodbury, 16.5. Brooklyn Subert at 13. Paige Emmerich at a dozen. And Sina Purden averaging 11. We've got the starters in the tip in just a few minutes. It's Fort Loramie, Mississinewa Valley on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
This is year number 26 for head coach Carlos Siegel at the helm of the Fort Loramie girls program. All she has done during this quarter of the century plus has been to win 82-83% of her games, an average winning record each year for Carlos Siegel of about 22-5. Redskins won their 1,000th game in girls program history down at Tecumseh in a district final game.
1,000 victories for the Fort Laramie Girls program, 18 SCAL titles, 22 districts, 9 regionals, 4 state championships. Probably would have been a fifth in 2020 had it not been for the health crisis. Mississinewa Valley Girls, outstanding campaign, recent growth of this program, in part due to the head coaching of Michael Page. 21 years of coaching for head coach Page, 10 at the varsity girls level, 2 stints at Mississinewa Valley, totaling 5 years. Here are your starting lineups for the Fort Laramie Redskins in the home white. Autumn Turner starts at a wing position, 5'8 senior, 1.5 points a game. Ariel Heitkamp out front, 5'5 senior, 2 a game. Miley Shadow at a guard. Chateau at 5'7 junior, 4 points per game. Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewey on the inside at 6'1, 5'10 respectively. They average a dozen and 19. Opening tip to start the game. Batted around, won by Fort Laramie, and on the loose of the rim goes Avery Brandewey for a quick deuce. How about that? Mississinewa inbounds in backcourt. Here's Fort Laramie pressure causing a lot of trouble, and the Blackhawks get the ball across on about the 8-second count. Here's a long lob down inside to Purden. She powers to the rim, missed it too hard. Rebound is poked out of bounds by the Blackhawks.
Started to shoot the ball, and her own player bumped into her and blocked the ball out of bounds.
Well, we played 30 seconds. Fort Laramie off and running, 2-0 lead. Defense set up by the Blackhawks does appear to be a zone, right, Chuck?
Well, yeah, it is definitely a zone.
Brandewey outside the arc on the right to Miley Chateau. Baseline right to Mesher. The zone puts the clamps on her. She relieves the ball top of the circle to Ariel Heitkamp. A jump shot from 20 feet. Hits the rim. Caroms away. Rebound down to Mississinewa. Woodbury scoots up the floor. Into the lane. It goes to Brooklyn Subert. She overshot it. And Fort Laramie's Autumn Turner grabs the rebound and skates down the floor. Flips it to Heitkamp on top. Far left wing to Miley Chateau. Mississinewa starting Taylor Woodbury at guard. 16 points a game. Sina Purden, 5'8 senior, at 11 a game. Oh, nice dish. Brandewey finds a cutting measure to the rack for two. And she flipped it in with a left hand. Used the backboard nicely. Assist Brandewey. Measure on the finish from 5 feet away. Woodbury, Sina Purden, Cora Hoggett, a 5'10 junior, Paige Emmerich, a 5'8 junior, and Brooklyn Subert, a 5'9 junior. Burden 11 a game, Emmerich a dozen, Subert at 13. The All-State performer, Taylor Woodbury, at 16.5. Here's a jump shot from the foul stripe of Mississinewa Valley. It bangs off the board. It hits the floor, right side of the court, and Mississinewa Valley is called for a push-off. It's against Purden.
Yep, she took two hands and shoved her. I was happened to see it happen.
Yep, Fort Laramie off to a good start. First 2 minutes, 6:03 left in the first, 4-0 Redskins. Heitkamp down the right side to Turner. Turner lobs to the elbow to Mesher. She fumbled the ball, regained it, lost it, got it back. Threw it cross-court to Autumn Turner. Turner to Heitkamp, head of the key. Nearly walked. Tight defense by Mississinewa. Here's Miley Chateau, 25 feet away, starts to drive into the lane. Has it stripped. Good takeaway by the Blackhawks. In backcourt, it's Purden to Woodbury. Brandewey on Woodbury, 35 feet from the rim. Here's a long, long three by Paige Emmerich. 26-footer in and out, no good. Was down in the cylinder, popped out. Mesher got the rebound. Fed it up to Brandewey. Brandewey has it smacked away by Woodbury. Here's a two-on-two break. Underneath the rim, it goes to Subert. Flips it top of the circle, picked off by Mesher. Lead out to Heitkamp to the rack for two. 6-0 Fort Laramie. Heitkamp leaked the other way, picked off the lob, throw, and scored. Here is Mississinewa deep in the right corner being challenged by Fort Laramie defensively, and the Redskins' Autumn Turner takes it away. It's a belated jump call. Arrow favors Mississinewa. 4:47 left in the first. 6-0 Fort Laramie. Chuck, dissect the first 3 minutes of this game.
Well, Laramie's defense is playing havoc with Mississinawa, and it's nice to see Izzy Meyer back. He was out the last game with strep, but she's back for the game tonight. That gives them more depth.
Ball inbounded by Mississinawa. It's a bad pass. Fort Laramie makes the intercept. Here's a long heave down the floor. Speaking of Izzy Meyer, she took the 60-foot heave, sprinted to the basket, and was cracked on the arm as she went up for the two-pointer. Boy, Fort Laramie off and running. Redskins like the fact it's a track meet here at the start.
Absolutely. They've turned them five times. They've scored two baskets off of the five turns.
Free throw by Izzy Meyer hits the flange. No good. 6-0 Fort Laramie. 4:41 to go in the first. Izzy, deep knee bend, flexes. One dribble, missed it strong. Long rebound out to the top of the circle. A scrum for it, a tie-up, and Fort Laramie will retain it. Mesher had been out briefly, so at Heitkamp they check back in. Miley Chateau, Avery Brandewey get breathers. Fort Laramie inbounding left of the basket. Also on the floor, Corinne Holscher. Ball pitch top of the circle to Mesher. Lobs to Holscher, right side of the floor. And it is lost and muffed into the Mississinawa bench. And the Blackhawks get it.
That's eight turnovers total. Five for Mississinawa, three for Laramie.
It's the kind of game we expected. A little ragged. Both teams play at a frenetic pace. Each wants to push it. Woodbury between the circles. Heitkamp comes out to greet her. There's a screen 30 feet away. Woodbury goes cross court to the jump shooter. A 15-footer by Paige Emmerich is right on the button. 8-2, or I should say 6-2, Fort Laramie. Redskins come down the floor and throw it away. Meyer pitched to the post, and it was touched by Mississinawa. Loose ball snarfed up by Woodbury to the three-point shooter, Brooklyn Subert. Missed the 25-footer strong. Rebound Fort Laramie. Long heave down the floor to Meyer, who caught it on the gallop. She is blasted from behind. It might have took a running step or two after she retrieved the pass. The officials overlooked it, called the two-shot foul.
I think that's okay as long as you do the Heisman at the end of the three steps.
Izzy Meyer with a couple free ones. 6-2 for Laramie. It's good. She squished it.
There you go.
Redskins about 65.5% on the year at the stripe. Have been shooting free throws better of late. Fort Laramie had on the floor briefly there. Taylor Schmidtmeyer and Corinne Holscher. Second foul shot, Izzy Meyer. Lips the rim, no good. And at the apex of her jump, Brooklyn Sobert at 5'9", reels in the rebound. Throws to midcourt to Woodbury. 7-2 Fort Laramie. 3:40 left to go here in the first quarter. There's a pass to the near side of the court. Ariel Heitkamp tags it with an outstretched arm, and the ball goes into the scorer's table. Inbounded again at the center stripe by Mississinawa. There's a tip pass caught by Woodbury, head of the key. Throws it into the right corner to Subert. And Fort Laramie again jabs it out of bounds. Playmaker, far side of the floor, Cora Hoggett, 5'10 junior.
Purton picked up her second foul. That's why she's over on the bench.
Two fouls on Sina Purton. And that time it's inbounded by the Blackhawks. It goes out of bounds again this time. Last touch by the team in black. And Fort Laramie has possession. Turnovers continue to mount. They will be a theme of this game. 7-2 Fort Laramie. 3:24 left in the first. Here's a three ball from the right corner. Look out. Avery Brandewey pours in a bomb. Oh, it was floating through the air majestically, right down through the cords. Perfect. Didn't touch the rim. Here's Woodbury pulling up from 17 on the go. Missed it wide left. Rebound shot in the lane by Purden, or I should say by Subert. It's no good. And then Fort Laramie punches the board below the basket out of bounds. Mississinawa throws in, trailing 10-2. Here's a deep left corner three by Emmerich. Overshot it long. Rebound Brandewey. Two players head the other way for the Redskins. And it's caught by Ariel Heitkamp. Cutting toward the goal for two more. Redskins blitzing Mississinawa 12-2. 2:49 to go in the first. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yep, so far, Mississinawa has been missing shots badly, crashing the board. Fort Lorm has been getting rebounds and leaking players out the other way. And the inbounds pass to Mississinawa, intercepted by Mesher. Mesher the other way for two more. And the Redskins lead it 14-2. Long triple try by Emmerich, a Mississinawa air ball. And let's see, Fort Lorm, a reach-in foul on the rebound, far side of the court.
Yeah, it was on Holster. She bumped her at the end.
Well, the Redskins have been anticipating passes by Mississinawa all night long so far in the first 3.5 minutes of this game. Ball being inbounded by Mississinawa below the basket. And it's thrown right to Brandewey. Brandewey's bumped off her spot, almost fell down, no foul called. Redskins regain it. It's up to Turner. Right wing to Miley Chateau, 14-2 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to the elbow to Brandewey. Good overplay by Mississinawa, stolen. Down the floor to Woodbury. On the run, stops and pops from 16. It rimmed out to the left. Redskins have got the board. 14-2 Fort Loramie. We run down near the 2-minute mark. Mesher throws left side to Autumn Turner. Turner is over-guarded on the play by Taylor Woodbury, who crowded her. Chuck, I was going to reserve this line to maybe later. It's almost worth mentioning right now. Did Fort Loramie get a break when Rushi was beaten by Mississinawa, given the fact that the Raiders play the Redskins twice every year? And this season, even Steven, at the end of 3 in meeting number 1, overtime meeting number 2.
Well, I think it would go the way this one's going, for the simple fact that Loramie gets ready for this thing because they know what they're doing. These other teams are so excited. But just like that.
Well, Fort Loramie just got 1, 2, 3 shots at the basket. Mesher on the third try, banked in a 6-footer. And all over the floor, Mississinawa Valley is just getting whipped. 1:24 left to go in the first. I'm inclined to think Rushi would certainly have given Fort Loramie much more of a tussle than Mississinawa is right now. There's a long 3-ball by Mississinawa Valley, and it's an air ball. It bounces out of bounds. For one thing, Rushi would exercise so much more discipline.
They would try to not be launching these shots that Mississinawa is shooting, absolutely.
Here's Meyer outside the arc on the right. Gives it up straight away to Heitkamp. Foul stripe to Brandewey. Whips the pass to Meyer, to Brandewey, to Mesher. Reverse layup. Yes.
Goodness.
Yes. Foul. Mississinawa. Dazzling play. 1, 2, 3. Quick passes. Mesher, the recipient of the dump off, down low from Brandewey. Mesher went up strong, reversed it, used the rim as a protector, got the 2-pointer, an and one. She was whacked on the arm. It's 18-2 Fort Loramie. 1 minute left in the first quarter. Free throw strong. Rebound side court. Touch last by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds to the Blackhawks. 18-2, 16-point disparity. Here is Mississinawa bringing it up in backcourt. It is Woodbury on the bounce. Heitkamp picks her up. Woodbury veers left. On a weave to Emmerich, 25 feet away. Emmerich scored 23 in the regional semifinal. Loops a pass near side to Brooklyn Subert. Far right wing to a teammate. Here's a dribble drive of Paige Emmerich. Blocked on the play by Fort Loramie.
That's Brandwee. What a block.
What a play by Avery. Defensive gem right there. Fort Loramie picked up the loose ball. Chateau up ahead to Tenery in the left corner. Ball thrown to the post. Here's a long three try by Fort Loramie. It bounces off the rim, loose in the right corner. Redskins get it back, and it's poked out of bounds by Mississinawa. 14.2 left here in the opening period. Ball inbounded side court by Holscher. Out of Brandwee. Redskins hang on. Try to go opposite side of the court to Brandwee with 6 seconds to go. On the arc to Heitkamp for three. Good! Good! At the buzzer. Ariel Heitkamp chucked in a three ball. Brandwee alertly got the offensive rebound. Two defenders hovered over her. She found the open player. Heitkamp converted from distance. 21-2 Fort Loramie. You couldn't have asked for a better first quarter from the Redskins. The red and black lead at 21-2 after 8 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, not much else to say at this point, but it's a good old-fashioned lopsided whipping being put on Mississinawa Valley by Fort Loramie, which is up 19, first 15 seconds of the second quarter. Far side of the court, Mississinawa Valley throws in. It is handled momentarily by Woodbury, and on her backside is Heitkamp, who drives the ball out of bounds.
Boy, this was the best quarter I've seen Ariel have this year.
Looking to throw in. It is pitched on the court of play to Purden, and immediately Purden has the ball struck away from her grasp. It goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie with one deflection after another. Midcourt, Purden with the ball for Mississinawa. Sina Purden, 11 points a game, 5'8 senior. Uh-oh, very bad pass. It rolls into backcourt. Mesher's got it. She drives all the way to the rack. It's on the iron. No. Foul of a Brandwee. It is off the backboard, hit the rim, caromed into the corner, and here's Mississinawa. Woodbury sprints down the floor. 21-2 Fort Loramie. Near side pass to Brooklyn Subert, way off the mark on a three. Ball thrown top of the circle to Woodbury. Wide left on a triple. Rebound to Chateau. Blocking foul backcourt against Mississinawa. For the Blackhawks, poured in some beauties early on in the game against Legacy Christian. Not even close tonight.
Emmerich and Woodbury, they've had four or five air balls between them.
1 minute gone, second quarter, 21-2 in favor of Fort Loramie, which has played havoc with this zone defense of Mississinawa Valley. Got to consider the fact the Redskins have got some transition points, some runouts. Here's a jump shot by Autumn Turner from the left flank. She straddled the arc, missed it, no good. Mississinawa got the rebound and tried to thread the needle on a bounce pass from right to left down the floor, and it whistled right past everybody out of bounds.
Now they got Tenley Woodbury now in the game. She's only a freshman.
6:46 left in the second, 21-2 Fort Loramie. Mesher at midcourt, guarded by Tenley. Ball thrown to the post, picked off. intercepted by Taylor Woodbury. Flips it down the floor to a teammate. Barreling in from the left flank is Paige Emmerich. Collision occurs. She's fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll get two. 19-point lead, Fort Loramie. 90 seconds gone. Quarter number two. Couple foul shots here for Paige Emmerich. 12 points a game. Pretty good three-point shooter is Paige. She poured in 23 points in the regional semifinal win, 42-30 over Legacy Christian. Free throw here, no good. Missed it. Second shot by Emmerich. A couple bounces of the ball. That's way hard. Rebound volleyballed around. I think maybe Brandoe touched it last. Out of bounds. Ball retained by Mississinawa. Blackhawks throw in baseline right of the rim. Honors go to Subert, who fires out back to Taylor Woodbury. She's a good 35 feet away from the goal. Good hedge, switch by Mesher. Ball thrown to the post. Off balance, 10-footer. Fading back, Subert. Missed it off the flange. Fort Loramie, 50-foot pass down the floor to Mesher. Mesher to Bradbury, or I should say to Brandoe. And Brandoe's drilled from behind. Ball is loose, goes out of bounds. Mississinawa tagged it last. Fort Loramie will throw in baseline left. Mesher catches top of the key outside the arc on the right to Turner. Down the right side to Brandoe. Nobody guards her in the zone. Long three ball. Hit the flange. Kicked out to the top of the circle. And then Mississinawa just throws it down the floor to no man's land out of bounds. Boy, some of these turnovers by the Blackhawks are inexplicable.
Got 11 of them.
Whew. Redskins forcing some.
Well, but we felt like when they were playing Legacy that they took shots, weird shots, down up five and were taking threes.
Miley Chateau, top of the circle to Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Score stuck at 21-2. Open player low on the right. Oh, a beautiful pass. Man, oh man, did Brandoe. Avery Brandoe find Corinne Holscher. She slipped a pass to her. It went cross court a good 25, 30 feet. And Brandoe nailed Holscher right in the shooting zone. She caught it head high, laid it in, was fouled. The and one is no good. That's been a weak spot for Fort Loramie so far. Foul shooting miserable. 23-2 Redskins. 5.5 to go in the second. Chateau straight away to Heitkamp. Throws near side to Brandoe. Tug of war for the loose ball. Avery throws it far corner of the floor, much too high, and it goes out of bounds. 23-2, Fort Loramie, 5:23 left here in the second.
1 for 6 from the free throw line. That's concerning a little bit.
One bucket in this game so far for Mississinawa, which takes a three high right. Speaking of just one field goal, make it two. That was a nice jump shot pumped in by Cora Hoggett. She was left open. That's the one player that Fort Loramie doesn't put a lot of pressure on. The other four are shooters. And it's 23-5 after the three ball by Hoggett. Fort Loramie forecourt right. And the ball is slapped out of bounds by the Blackhawks. Holscher will throw inside court. 18-point lead Fort Loramie. Heitkamp between the circles. Goes down the left side. Ball thrown to Brandoe out high to Mesher. Here's a jump shot from the left flank. It's pumped up there by Schmidtmeier, way short of the mark, but Fort Loramie gets the loose ball rebound. Taylor Schmidtmeier in now, a junior, 5'10". Miley Chateau cross court to Taylor. Open low on the left is Holscher. I think she took steps. Yep, good call by the referee. 23-5, Fort Loramie by 18, 4:29 left in the second.
She had an opening to the basket. I think she got too excited and dribbled and forgot to dribble the ball.
Woodbury to midcourt as Mississinawa tries to mount an attack and reel off several points. Won't do it that way. Long three is missed badly by Tenley Woodbury. Air ball, weak side rebound for Loramie. Heitkamp down the court to Chateau. To Heitkamp straight away.
Ariel's got a long three made in this game. Deep left corner, Mesher. Now Schmidtmeyer against the zone. Redskins work the ball rapidly. Baseline right, Mesher. Fakes left, goes right, below the basket. Throws on the arc. And the Redskins reset, and head coach Carlos Siegel gets a timeout. 3:48 left, second quarter, 23-5. Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, if Mississinawa is going to get back in this game, it's over the next 3:45. We are beyond the midway point of the second quarter. Fort Loramie inbounds, tie-up results. Arrow enables Fort Loramie to keep it. Redskins have been slowed down offensively in this period. They've hit a snag. Mississinawa not scoring either, 23-5. In favor of the Redskins. Turner straight away to Heitkamp. Far left wing, Miley Chateau. Looks more like a man-to-man now for Mississinawa.
They're still playing zone.
Oh, are they really?
Yep.
Here's Mesher to Brandowee. She ripped right through the zone. Mesher with a good deal. Avery caught it. Streaked to the basket as Mississinawa couldn't find her.
Now you hit the short corner and roll to the basket. What a great play.
25-5. Redskins up 20. Up ahead, it's Tenley Woodbury for Mississinawa. Boy, they better come out of that zone pretty soon. 25 feet away with the ball. It's Cora Hoggett who goes down the left side. Feeds it to Tenley Woodbury. Back to the three-point shooter, Cora Hoggett. It skids off the rim, no good. Weak side rebound, Miley Chateau. She's tripled by Mississinawa players who finally fist that ball out of bounds into the first row across the way. And the Redskins will bring it down, leading by 20 with 2:50 left in the half. Heitkamp to midcourt. Angles right. Wow. The player for Fort Loramie is absolutely tackled. Miley Chateau is spilled at the 40-yard line. Two or three steps from midcourt. Foul on Mississinawa. Emmerich picks up number two, team's third here in the period. It has been a little rough and tumble at times. Pretty physical. Sloppy for sure, especially at the Mississinawa end. Ball thrown to Brandowee in the corner. She tries to step through, can't. Gave it to Mesher. Back to Avery. Tipped away. Poor pass, and Mississinawa's got it. To midcourt on the run, it's Taylor Woodbury who walked. Fires to Paige Emmerich in the left corner. A deep three, overshot it by 3 or 4 feet. Weak side rebound touch by Fort Loramie out of bounds.
They are just so pumped up that they really can't even shoot the basketball right now.
Blackhawks not even close on jump shots. Here's a three ball right corner. Taylor Woodbury crammed, blocked out of bounds.
I can't.
Woo, Ariel.
The enforcer.
Yes, the springboard off the hardwood. Ariel got way up and punched that ball over the end line. Good block by her. Inbounds pass by Hoggett. Tipped away by Fort Loramie. It's Brandowee in backcourt. She's hooked by a Mississinawa player. Foul committed by Brooklyn Subert. 80 feet from the basket. Fort Loramie will bring it down with 2:21 to go in the second quarter. Chuck, how many points tallied total in this period?
Loramie has 4 and Mississinawa has 3.
7-point second period. That's what we're working on. 2:12 to go till halftime. Right side of the floor, Heitkamp. Baseline right, intended for Brandowee. Defense collapses. Stolen by Mississinawa. Gotten back by Fort Loramie. And
it's her ankle.
An ankle injury for Fort Loramie's Avery Brandowee. 2:01 left in the first half, 25-5 Fort Loramie. We will take a lengthy break on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Well, we return to action. Helped off the court is Avery Brandewey, not putting much weight on the one leg. She has suffered a lower leg injury with 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Brandewey is heading to the locker room, and I doubt that we will see her return here today.
No, not even if they thought maybe she could. We won't see her again.
25-5, Fort Loramie, 1:59 to go in quarter number two. Autumn Turner's got the ball baseline right. She's hounded and fouled. That is team foul five on Mississinawa, and Fort Loramie, which has had stretches of very poor free throw shooting this year, is in the midst of another bad spell right now, as that shot by Turner is no good. Second free throw by Autumn. One bounce on the way. Strong. No good once again. Rebound down to Woodbury of Mississinawa. Complexion of this game can change now with Brandewey out for Fort Loramie. Redskins in a zone. Here is a long, long three by Daly Woodbury from over 30 feet. It's off the mark to the left, and the rebound is tipped away, rolling out of bounds off Fort Loramie.
She should have just let it go out of bounds. She caught the ball with while she was standing on the sideline.
1:46 to go here in the second. Ball inbounded on the play to Subert. Subert takes one dribble, leans in from 15, no, off the heel. Long rebound, foul called, I think, on the shot. Subert's got two coming. With a minute 43 to go in the first half, 25-5, Fort Loramie. A hush over the crowd on the Fort Loramie side. Over the last minute or so, Avery Brandewey lost to the team and a lower leg injury, helped to the locker room. Free throw good by Subert of the Blackhawks.
She's had ankle problems before, so I'm hoping that's not the same one.
Free throw, Subert, around, around, and out. Rebound, Fort Loramie, Mesher in backcourt. Gives it up to Heitkamp. 25-6, Fort Loramie leads, 1:35 to go, second quarter. Here's Turner, 25 feet away. Bounce pass, Heitkamp on top. Ball thrown baseline right to Mesher, open from 15, and she buries it.
Nice shot.
Beautiful looking jumper from Victoria Mesher. She was available. Nobody checked her in that zone. And on the baseline, she scored it. 27-6 Fort Loramie. Ball lob at Mississinawa, deep left corner, Taylor Woodbury. Here's a step back three, or is it a deuce? She straddles the arc. Two-pointer. Good. Taylor Woodbury. I should say Taylee, T-A-Y-L-E-E, sister Tenley. 27-8 Fort Loramie, 50 seconds to go in the second. Baseline left, jump shot Fort Loramie. My goodness, that one's in. Good looking shot by Corinne Holscher. Redskins hit two jumpers against the zone, one from each baseline. Here's Woodbury on the run. She veers in from the left corner, shoots a flyer off the back iron. Rebound is punched up in the air out of bounds off the Redskins with 31.8 to go in the second. And Fort Loramie leading 29-8. Baseline left of the basket, Tenley Woodbury to inbounds for Mississinawa. Throws behind the arc to the shooter. It's Paige Emmerich. It did not hit the rim. Went way over the basket. Weak side rebound. Not controlled by Fort Loramie. Out of bounds to the Blackhawks with 25 to go here in the second quarter. 29-8 Fort Loramie. Redskins throw it in on top to Taylor Woodbury. She's dribbling. Step back three from 30. It hit the front edge of the rim. Long rebound to Woodbury. She scoops it up at the foul line. Missed it. Here's a baseline J off the iron, but Mississinawa again. One, two, three shots. None of them close. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 4 seconds to go in the half. Here's Heitkamp, head of the key. Here's a deep right corner, three at the buzzer by Autumn Turner. It is short. 29-8 Fort Loramie, but 21 at halftime. Perhaps a bigger story. Avery Brandewey out. Ankle injury suffered in the latter half of that second quarter of play. The Redskins immediately made a couple of nice baseline Jays. But Brandewey with a lower leg injury might have stepped on someone down at the offensive end of the court. 29-8. Fort Loramie in the lead over the Blackhawks. We'll return with more here at halftime from the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center in just a few minutes. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie 29, Mississinewa Valley 8. Avery Brandewey injured in the second quarter. Limped off to the sideline, then to the locker room, not putting much weight at all on one foot. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, additional stylist Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday is Cutaway Styling Salon with 40 years of styling experience. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create that style. So walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. On 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We will style and you'll smile at Cutaway. Halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. 29-8 Redskins. Chuck?
Well, Loramie has a 16-10 rebounding advantage and 5-3 on the offensive boards, but they turned the ball over 10 times against that pressure. Mississinewa turned it 12 times, and that's what got Loramie the lead. They just really turned it, turned them into baskets. So it's a good thing they got the 21-point lead here at halftime. They were 1 of 8 from the free throw line. That's terrible. And Mississinewa was 1 of 4. So this regional final has 2 of 12 from the free throw line from the two teams. Individual scoring,
Cora Hoggett has three. Then they have two from Taylee Woodbury. They have two from Paige Emmerich. A free throw from Brooklyn Subert. And they've scored 2 and 6. They have 8 at the half. Normie led by Victoria Mesher. Yeah, she had a terrific half. She had 10. They got 7 each from Brandewee and Heitkamp. Again, Heitkamp, terrific first half. 4 from Holscher on a couple of jumpers. A free throw from Izzy Meyer. They scored 21 and 8. And they lead it 29-8.
Now, you're right, Chuck. Victoria was extra special in that first half, and she will have to be moving forward without Avery Brandewee.
Yeah, because, I mean, she was catching the ball in that zone, and Brandewee was going to the rim, and she was finding her. Man, it was that they had a nice little two-man game going. Now they're going to have to find somebody else.
29-8, Redskins over the Blackhawks. Halftime is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, good news for Fort Laramie. The crowd roared a moment ago while we were away in commercial break. Avery Brandewey returned to the sideline, then onto the court for a few practice shots before the start of the third quarter. Lower leg, ankle probably taped up. And though she might have been feeling major discomfort when she injured it midway through the second, she is well enough to be on the sideline at the moment. She's not on the hardwood as we start play here in the third quarter. And right out of the chute, a long three ball is poured through by Brooklyn Subert for Mississinawa to make this an 18-point game, 29-11. And Mississinawa puts on the heat in backcourt. The pressure applied, and Victoria Mesher for Fort Laramie heaves it 60 feet out of bounds.
I'm not sure who she thought she saw down there. There wasn't anybody on her team.
30 seconds gone here in the third, 29-11. Mississinawa, if they're going to make a comeback, it's right now. Here's a dribble drive through the lane. Sloppy ball handling by Purden, and the ball is punched away. Mesher's got it. Then Mesher has it stroked away from behind by Mississinawa. Here's a leak out at the other end, and we've got contact in backcourt. What do the officials see?
It's on Turner.
Turner upended a Mississinawa player right in front of the scorer's table. Timeout called, 7:17 left to go in the third. Fort Laramie 29, Mississinawa 11. Shaking up player Taylor Woodbury for the Blackhawks. So Woodbury heads to the sideline, a bit gimpy. Avery Brandewey out, at least for the time being, for Fort Laramie. So the two All-State performers on their respective benches.
Well, I'm going to say this, that this is a fairly physical basketball game.
A rough and tumble describes it. Ladies hitting the hardwood left and right. Almost impossible to referee this thing. That's all there is to it. If you called every foul, we'd be here till 10 o'clock. Here is Mississinawa with the ball down in the right corner. It's Tenley Woodbury, 29-11, Fort Laramie. 1 minute gone, third quarter, block shot. Corinne Holscher was all over it. An attempted three by Shayna Purden. Deep right corner of the floor. Holscher timed her leap, and she walloped that ball out of bounds.
That was shades of Kenzie Holscher back in the day.
Yeah. Re-entering, Taylor Woodbury, starting guard for Mississinawa, which throws to Subert in the post. She double-teamed. Gives it up to Purden. Right back to Subert. Twisting, turning, scoring. Subert, 10-footer. 29-13, Fort Laramie double-teaming Heitkamp. She lost the ball. Woodbury picks it up. Guns a long three right away. It is no good. The rebound not saved by Fort Laramie. Touch last by the Redskins. Head coach Carlos Siegel wants a timeout. Fort Laramie 29, Mississinawa 13, 6:37 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Laramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, after the Fort Laramie timeout, Mississinawa throws it inbounds to Woodbury. Design play. She got behind a double screen, parked behind two of her teammates, caught the inbounds throw, set and shot in a triple from 27 feet. and the Redskins have trouble handling the ball in the half court. Miley Shadow muffs it out of bounds, and it's Mississinawa possession. We played less than 2 minutes here in the third, and the Blackhawks are within 13 points. They were down to 21. They've chopped 8 off the lead. They whacked several points off of it while Brandwee was out there in the second quarter. Here's an overshot 3 from the right corner by Purdon. Rebound by Brandwee. Brandwee had it poked away from behind. Stolen by Mississinawa. Intercepted by Mesher. Stolen back on the play by Paige Emmerich. Mesher re-steals. Hooking foul on Mississinawa. I'm using that word hooking foul so much it sounds like I'm describing an ice hockey.
Playing hockey, they come in, they check there on the sideline.
It is rough. It's one of the roughest girls' basketball games I've ever seen. Ball inbounded right below the rim. Oh, Brandwee screened off Purdon. Caught it with the left, laid it through. Big bucket, Fort Loramie. Stops the bleeding momentarily. 31-16, Redskins. Here's Woodbury. Dribble drive down the lane. And she darts between two Fort Loramie players. And that was an odd foul call simply because the one referee of three who is in the least good position, Chuck, to make the decision, called it from a good 35, 40 feet away.
Yeah, he was definitely out. I mean, he had a good side view maybe, but you know, I didn't see her touch her.
Have two free throws here by Woodbury of Mississinawa.
Missed first one.
First one missed, bounced off the iron. Second one swishes. And it's 31-17, Fort Loramie leads. 5:34 to go the third quarter. Mesher's double-teamed in backcourt. She needs help. Boy, I like this press. It's wicked. And Mesher's tied up, goes to a knee. She might have been bailed out by a foul call. No, Fort Loramie got a timeout. Oh, that's a very thorough, suffocating press and defense being put in play right now by the Blackhawks.
Well, they had her trapped in the corner. No one came to help her. The person who to reverse it to, you can't stand there because if you couldn't throw it to her, she can't throw it to you.
Right.
So you got to do what they call a flat circle, run around, throw it over top, and go shoot a layup.
And that is what head coach Carla Siegel is talking about right now.
I would hope so.
5:27 to go, third quarter, Fort Loramie ball after the timeout. Timeouts remaining. Redskins have 2. Mississinawa 4. 5:27 left in the third. 31-17, Fort Loramie up 14. Mississinawa can shoot the 3, so they can be dangerous. Here is a 3-on-2 fast break. Fort Loramie out in front, making a 2-on-1 break, and it's thrown out of bounds. Redskins unglued. Mississinawa trying to make a serious challenge. Fort Loramie scored how many points first quarter, Chuck? 21?
21.
And only 10 points for the Redskins in the last 11 minutes.
They've now scored 15-10 since first quarter.
Here is Woodbury streaking down the left side against Mesher. Ball popped in the air. Brandwee gets it. She's in traffic. Outlet to Mesher, to Miley Chateau. Left-handed layup bounced off. Stick back Brandwee. Missed it. No good off the mark. Woodbury saves. Here comes Mississinawa. Down the floor to Emmerich. Emmerich guarded by Brandwee. Head of the key. Boy, Redskins missed a couple gimmies that trip. Here's a 3 from the left wing by Brooklyn Subert, way hard. Rebound saved inbounds by the Blackhawks, right to Mesher. Fort Loramie's got it. Mesher dribbles out of trouble down the right side to Heitkamp. Cross-court pass goes to Holscher. Left corner, Miley. She sinks it. A long two-pointer.
Nice shot.
Big field goal right there.
They needed that one.
Yep, Miley Chateau playing her best basketball of the year here in the regional tournament. 33-17, Fort Loramie. 4:13 to go in the third. Mesher, top of the defense in the zone. Ball thrown down in the left corner to Purdon. Purdon fires to Subert in the post, turns around and hits.
Nice shot.
10-footer Subert. 33-19, Fort Loramie. 2-on-1 break. Miley Chateau in the lane. and she scores. Miley Shadow wedged her body into the paint and flipped it in over Taylor Woodbury. Fort Loramie right back with a field goal. 35-19, Redskins lead, 3:38 to go in the third. Ball thrown middle of the floor, Subert turns, squares up, hits it, 10-footer, Subert. Mississinawa igniting its offense. Quickly down the floor, Mesher to Miley Shadow, back to Mesher! Reverse layup is a beauty. Woo, what a play by Victoria.
And a good look by Chateau.
Yep, Chateau and Victoria beat the press down the floor. Little two-on-one game. 37-21 Fort Loramie. 3:04 to go in the third. Woodbury top of the circle, dribbling. Hands it off to Subert. Subert through the paint area on the run. Arches it. No. Rebound Brandewee, Fort Loramie. Back court to Heitkamp, up and over the timeline. Redskins up 16. Biggest lead, I think, was 23-2 after the first bucket in the second quarter.
Yep.
Mesher is being checked very closely. The ball goes to Brandewee. Little give and go to Mesher. Oh, she's nailed hard, fouled, goes to the floor. Tell you what, Chuck, there are going to be some sore bodies after this game tomorrow morning.
Well, thank goodness they take, what, 3 weeks off now before they play a state semi?
Well, we got a state semi next Friday. That reminds me, we know the date, don't know the location, don't know the time. The winner of this game qualifies for a berth in the state semifinal. All we do know is that it's next Friday, could be afternoon, evening. Might be in Columbus, might be in West Central Ohio, who knows?
Don't know who you're playing because you don't know if they're going to reseed, but other than that, they're doing a hell of a job.
Free throw by Mesher, good. Both of them on the button, and Fort Loramie expands the lead out. Scoreboard says 38-21. Were both free throws registered, Chuck?
They got 39.
That's what I thought. I believe the scoreboard was incorrect.
It's 39.
2 minutes, 31 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Oh, a nice pivot shot. Turnaround banker. Good by Brooklyn Subert. Boy, she's dangerous in there. Here's Brandewee down the floor to Heitkamp. Redskins have a 3-on-1. Baseline 10-footer. Bouncing around. Shot up there by Autumn Turner. No good. Rebound of a Mississinawa. Fort Loramie up 16. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Motoring toward the basket. Emmerich pulls up. Stop shot. Foul line, missed it short. That's because she was cracked from behind by a Redskin player. Two free throws here for Mississinawa, Paige Emmerich.
This is what happens when you don't have the scorer sitting next to him. It's 39.
Scoreboard reads 38.
They scored 10 points in the quarter, and I can even add that.
Yep, it is off one. Both free throws, dead center by Paige Emmerich. Full timeout, Mississinawa. 13-point game, 2:06 left in the third. Unscores, broadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, it's somewhat mystifying. Everybody here at Media Row has 39 points for Fort Loramie. Scoreboard reached 38. Somehow, we media folks missed one somewhere. Redskins in the half court. Turner far side of the floor. Nearly tied up. feeds it on the play to a teammate who tries to make a reverse layup in traffic on the play. It is Meyer. She took too many steps trying to get to the other side of the rim. And the count on the scoreboard is rectified, 39 to the Redskins, not 38. Turnover Fort Loramie.
12 people down there keeping score. You'd think one of them would have it right.
1:34 left in the third. Big possession. Blackhawks a chance to cut it to 11 or 12. Deep in the right corner, Tenley Woodbury nearly walked. Threw it out back to Cora Hoggett. Being chased down the far side to Meyer. Ball thrown toward the post intended for Subert. Brandewee with a nice tip away out of bounds. She tapped it over the end line. And Mississinawa will throw in baseline left of the goal. 1:19 to go third quarter. 39-25 Fort Loramie. Heitkamp is back in on the court briefly. Was freshman Liza Puppelman, Miley Shadow back in for Corinne Holscher. Mississinawa possession, an attempt to trim the deficit down further. Ball goes to Woodbury on the arc. Heitkamp chases. Mesher on Woodbury. Foul line extended left at Subert. Oh, she muscles. She muscles to the basket with the left hand and puts it through. Very strong play. Here's Brandewee down the floor to Miley Shadow. Throws for Turner, breaking to the rim. And the Blackhawks get a fist on the ball. Drive it out of bounds. 12-point game, 39-27. A minute one to go here in the third.
Every time they break the press, they have a two-on-one. They got to quit throwing that pass.
Heitkamp into Mesher. Mesher in the lane. Oh, can't get it to go down. It was a cripple right in front. In and out, in and out. Rebound Mississinawa. Storming down the floor, it's Subert. Fires it too hard. Loose ball rebound Fort Loramie. Midcourt, it's Mesher. Hand off to Turner. 42 seconds to go in the third. Redskins up 12. It's been as much as 21. Brandewee's been playing here in the third quarter, not real active. She calls for the ball at the foul line. Heitkamp throws it down the left side to Mesher. Swings it to Turner. Foul stripe. Now Heitkamp. Right flank Brandewee. Baseline right, Mesher lost it, went to the corner, got it back. Now to Brandewee, 15 to play in the third. Here's the chase. Tenley Woodbury on Heitkamp. Top of the circle, Brandewee, left side, Mesher. Dumps it down to the post, a scrum for a loose ball. 3 seconds to go. The quarter may come to a close, and it does. Fort Loramie 39, Mississinawa 27, after three on scores. Broadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fourth quarter starting, Fort Loramie 39. Mississinawa 27, biggest lead for the Redskins, had been 21, it's now 12. Avery Brandewee, injured earlier in this game, is not on the court at the moment. She played a lot of minutes in that third period. Didn't begin the second half out there, as I recall. Did play several minutes, though. Redskins working it around, head of the key. Opening seconds, fourth quarter of play. 39-27, Fort Laramie. Tip pass, top of the circle. Heitkamp reels it in. Throws it down the right side to Miley Shadow, going to work in the lane. Good!
Nice.
Miley Shadow, a nifty left-handed running shot through the paint. She got it up on the rim softly. It curled around, went down through. The lead 14 for Fort Laramie. Here is Woodbury on the arc. Throws to Hoggett in the lane. Back to Woodbury. Woodbury banks it from 17 feet straight away. No good. Rebound Heitkamp. Heitkamp down the floor driving. Scoring! Holscher! What a pass. What a pass. Woo! Heitkamp on the delivery.
Yes, sir. She's having a game.
Finished by Holscher. 43-27. A quick four to start the fourth for Fort Laramie. Lead back to 16. It had been trimmed down to 12. Head coach Carlos Teagle with a little advising during that quarter break on how to finish off the transition.
That is the key. I mean, if you got two on one,
yep.
You can't just throw the pass through the defender. You dribble at him. She's either going to come get you and you just dump it around for the layup or you shoot the layup.
Yep, well said. This is Sinawa throwing in side court in front of the Blackhawks bench. Coach Michael Page barking instructions. Pressure on Woodbury. Woodbury strolls down the left side of the lane, shovels it with the left. It's on the backboard. Rim comes off. Rebound to Mescher. Way up the left side. It goes to Meyer. Meyer to Brandewee, 30 feet away. Now to Mescher. 6:16 to go in the third quarter. 43-27 Fort Laramie. Oh, my goodness. Mescher on a drive into the lane. A body block is thrown. She spilled to the floor hard. She gets up with a hobble. Foul against Mississinawa. Two free throws coming. Man, is this game ever rough.
Hey, I'm glad I'm sitting up here.
And I'm spelling that word R-U-F-F-F-F-F-F.
Rough. Come on, Victoria.
Free throw, Mescher missed. 43-27, Redskins, 6:12 to go in the fourth. In there briefly had been Gretchen Rodeheffer for Mississinawa, 5'11 sophomore. She's out. Foul shot strong. Rebound Brandewee in the lane.
Wow.
She knifes to the basket and hits it. Brandewee through a cluster of black jerseys on the finish. Low on the right side, and the lead is swollen back to 18.
Man,
bad pass,
strong.
Mississinawa. Very sloppy. Redskins have it. Brandewee backcourt to Mescher. 5:51 to go. Biggest lead for Fort Laramie, 21 and 23-2. It's now 18 again. Redskins have virtually wiped out that Mississinawa comeback. Near midcourt, it's Meyer to Brandewee. Down the left side, it goes to Tennery. Tennery on the bounce. High right to Miley Shadow. Boy, she and Heitkamp at guard have been splendid. And a Fort Laramie player is tackled near center court. Miley Shadow gets up, hurting a little bit, bends over at the waist. Foul on Mississinawa. It's common. Second on the Blackhawks in the quarter. And a timeout is eventually taken. And Mississinawa's got three left. Fort Laramie, two left. 5:25 to go. Redskins up 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security and investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, the officiating has been very fair in this game. It has been reasonably tight. Could be even tighter. So many fouls. You can't call them all. Two or three players in both clubs limping a little bit. Chateau, Brandewee, Mescher for Fort Laramie to name three. Here's a loose ball at midcourt. Stolen by Woodbury. Woodbury's out in front of everybody. Missed the driving layup. Brandewey with the rebound. Ripped away from her. Woodbury got it back and missed the 15-footer. Long rebound. Woodbury again. Good!
You give her three for a dollar right there. She's going to make one of them.
45-29. Fort Loramie up 16. 4:40 left to go in the game. Mesher, big Euro step. Down the paint. Got it for two. Redskins beat the pressure. Victoria Mesher got the pass at midcourt, and she saw a bucket out in front of her. And she made several long strides, a big gallop into the lane, laid it through. Foul on the Blackhawks, and a young lady, Paige Emmerich, is fouled out.
She's got her fifth.
She had 23 in the regional semifinal victory, 42-30 by Mississinawa over Legacy. Three-point play converted by Victoria Mesher, and she limps off to the sideline, helped out by Corinne Holscher, who re-enters. Redskins have a 19-point lead. It had been trimmed all the way down to 12. Redskins have bulked it back up. Here's Woodbury dribbling into the right corner. Pulls up. 15-foot J off the rim. Rebound Holscher for Loramie. Stolen by Mississinawa. The layup is blown below the basket by Purden. Over the back foul on Mississinawa. Fort Loramie player appeared to be tackled from behind. 4 minutes, 23 seconds to go in the fourth, Chuck.
That was the fifth on Subert, man. She was having a half, too.
What'd she get in the third quarter alone?
Ten
points. Subert is fouled out. Bench for Mississinawa making its case. Mississinawa has had to be overly aggressive to try to make up this decisive disadvantage in the second half, and in so doing, they have piled up the fouls. Four on Mississinawa here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie shoots free throws the rest of the game. Brandewey with a remarkable recovery. Could not put weight on a foot as she left the floor in the second quarter. She's back out there now. Gets a pass as she dives into the lane. A swan dive moved by Avery to the rim. Missed the shot, but she is walloped. Two free throws coming.
She just fouled out, too. That's the end of third. That's three of them.
Three Mississinawa players have fouled out. Well, when you don't have a deep bench, Chuck, it comes back to haunt. Fort Loramie plays a lot of young ladies. Corinne Holscher out, Mesher in, Brandewey at the free throw line. One of the Redskins now at the stripe for this game. I know I put you on the spot.
Yeah, let me figure here. They were 3 of 10 going into the quarter. 5 of 15.
Brandewey just hits one, and another swished it. Redskins need to work on shots at the stripe. The lead is 50-29, close to the max advantage. Here's a long three by Woodbury. NBA 34-footer, wide left. Rebound flipped away to Heitkamp, down to Mesher. Mesher to the rack, left it short. Here comes Mississinawa the other way. A pull-up 30-footer again by Woodbury. Hits the top of the backboard. Almost banged off the clock. Rebound swatted out of bounds. Mississinawa possession. 3:43 to go. It's 50-29 in favor of Fort Loramie. And that matches the biggest lead, 23-2.
Yep.
Ball inbounded right to Mesher. She intercepts it, and she is dragged to the ground. Foul called Mississinawa. Both teams have dished it out. Both teams have absorbed the contact pretty well. Referees have had probably twice this many fouls to call in this game. You can't begin to call them all. It's just been a highly, highly physical girls basketball regional final. Mesher, two foul shots, Fort Loramie. It's way off. 50-29, Redskins, 3:39 to go here in the fourth. Avery Brandewey, Chuck, on that foot, has been reasonably active. Yeah. Looked like she gained some strength in the third quarter. She is not going all out, playing at what, maybe 75% or so?
What we're not seeing is her going up and being that powerful rebounder. And I think I would be thinking the same thing, too. I don't want to land on a foot.
Exactly. Here's Woodbury on a drive into the lane. Throws it up on the run. Wild shot. Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Brandon Wee at midcourt. High dribble. Strolls up ahead. Gives it up on the play to Heitkamp. Heitkamp down the right side to Brandon Wee. Here's a right corner three ball by Fort Loramie. And it's good! Woo! My goodness.
Tenery.
A long one by Kendall Tennery. My goodness, that had radar on it. It looked pretty when it left her hands and went right down through the cylinder. What a shot by Tennery. Here's an overshot three by Mississinawa. Didn't catch iron. Weak side rebound. Ball thrown into the post to Gretchen Rodeheffer. Missed it. Ball spiked into the right corner. Who's got it? Nobody. Out of bounds off Mississinawa. 2:49 left in the fourth. 54-29 after Mississinawa had cut it to 12. That three by Tennery gives Fort Loramie a 25-point bulge. Autumn Turner down the floor. Flips it on the arc to Schmidtmeyer. Right wing Tennery. Brandaway in the post. She turns, pivots, stolen from behind by Rodeheffer. Outlet to Woodbury. Bailey Woodbury dribbles down the right side, right in front of Coach Michael Page. Shoots a three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Tenley Woodbury, no good. And we've got a held ball, arrow, Fort Loramie. Wholesale changes for the Redskins. Mesher, Miley Chateau, Meyer back in. Turner, Brandewee, and Tennery come out. Corinna Holscher's looked mighty good. Very stabilizing play from Autumn Turner off the bench, although she did start, my mistake. Good performance by Turner. How about that three moments ago by Tennery? Liza Puppelman, the ninth grader, in at the moment. Izzy Meyer, valuable bench minutes. Deep in the right corner, it is Schmidtmeyer. Hits Mesher cutting down the lane. Caught it in the paint. Shot partially blocked. And here comes Mississinawa the other way. 2 minutes to go in the fourth. 54-29 Fort Loramie. Here's Taylor Woodbury. Throws into the right corner of the floor. No one home. Out of bounds. Redskins possession. Chuck, have we quit counting turnovers in this game?
Well, I was taking a nap, but I'm awake. That was their 18th. And Loramie has 17.
Then a boatload, that's for sure. Here's Puppelman, backcourt for Fort Loramie. Into the half court to Miley Shadow. Had a 2-on-1 advantage, but circled the wagons to the top of the key with 90 seconds to go. And Fort Loramie up 25. It got a little bit precarious in the third quarter when the Blackhawks trimmed it down to 12.
And had the opening possession of the fourth quarter.
Yep. Redskins reasserted themselves. Puppelman with a great pass. Fine look down on the inside to Schmidtmeyer. And she converts on a four-footer. Assist Puppelman. 56-29 Fort Loramie. A minute to go here in the fourth. Redskins reserves continue to get valuable experience. Here's a long three. Taylor Woodbury straight away off the flange. Ball goes way up in the air. It's caught the Mesher outside the arc on the left. And she walks the ball up with 46 seconds to go. Right side pass to Meyer. Straight away Puppelman. Near side to Miley Chateau. Now Mesher between the circles. Far right wing, Meyer, 33 seconds to go. Backdoor lob, caught by Mesher. Foul, Mississinawa. Brilliant play. Who made that pass, Chuck?
That was Chateau.
Miley Chateau with a spot-on delivery. A 30-foot lob out high on the right to Mesher. Mesher came rolling down the left side of the floor, peeled off a couple screens, caught it striding to the basket. And laid it through with bump from behind. The score is doubled. 58-29 Fort Loramie. Mesher converts. 59-29 Redskins. 30 ticks on the clock. Fort Loramie bench is mighty happy, very gleeful. Heck of a performance by the Redskins girls here today, 59-29. Intercepted pass picked off by Schmickmeyer. Outlet to a teammate. Driving layup is good by Holscher. And the Redskins go above 60, 61-29 on the goal by Holscher with 10 seconds left. Mississinawa baseline right, nearly a tie-up, and there's the buzzer. In commanding fashion, Fort Laramie rolls 61-29 after a pretty stiff challenge there in the third quarter. Mississinawa kept fouling. Three young ladies went to the bench with five fouls. Despite the Avery Brandewey injury in the second, she did play in the second half, wasn't super active, did contribute with some very good passing, some timely rebounds, didn't come down hard on that leg. It appeared as though she was saving herself just a little bit, but a terrific, well-rounded team effort by the regional champs, Fort Laramie, triumphant 61-29 over Mississinawa, which gave a game effort, but a very bad start to the game by the Blackhawks as Fort Laramie went on top 23-2 in the first 8.5 minutes, and they win it by 32 points. We'll return with more from the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yep, hello once again. Welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks, regional runners-up, just being presented the team trophy. 61-29, Fort Laramie wins. Mississinawa put up a game effort, got off to a very poor start. Came back strong in the third quarter. That was the Blackhawks' best period of this game. And now the Redskins are recognized via the public address, Chuck.
Well, if you take a look at it, they scored 2 in the first, 6 in the second, 2 in the fourth and 19 in the third. So without that 19-point game, we had a running clock.
How does that happen? Less than 5 or 6 points in three quarters and 19 in the third?
Because Subert went crazy in that third quarter. I mean, it's shame for them that they didn't start that early, letting her just go to the basket, see what she could get. But she had 11 for the game, 10 in that quarter.
Yeah, Mrs. Tinawa just played too fast in the first period for its own good. It played right into Fort Laramie's hands. Redskins build a 23-2 lead. Mrs. Tinawa could not come back. Fort Laramie winds up winning by 32 points. Despite the injury to Avery Brandewee, she came back in the second half after being helped off the floor in the second quarter. Great recovery. These young ladies are so durable, Chuck. They are athletes. Of course, Avery and Victoria and others on this roster play the game of volleyball, and you're up and down, you know, off and on your feet all the time, the wear and tear. They have built up such strength and coordination and balance, and it appears as though Avery Brandewee survived a lower leg injury that she suffered in that second period.
Well, the difference is in volleyball, if the other team's over there knocking you to the floor, they're probably going to call the game off. So there is a big difference in what you do in volleyball and basketball. Basketball, come get me, people. Basketball, a much, much harder game to play than volleyball.
Oh, yeah. There were times in the second half where Victoria Mesher and Miley Shatta took spills. They were virtually body blocked to the hardwood and got up gimpy, limping a little bit, shook it off as the game went on and eventually finished. But I tell you what, Fort Laramie will relish 6 days off. Next game, state semifinal, this coming Friday, 1 week from yesterday. Location, time to be determined. We do know a state semifinal for Fort Laramie is next Friday. Again, we don't know the hour of the day. Could be late afternoon, evening. Might be in Columbus. Could be in West Central Ohio. We have no idea who the opponent might be.
Right. And going back to this game for just a second, the difference in the two, I think, is Laramie been here. I'm sure they had. Carla Siegel's got the same routine. She knows exactly how to prepare them to be at their peak when the ball jumps. Mrs. Cinnamon not been there. They had a big pep rally last night. I mean, the excitement for this town was huge, and that first quarter just took it all out of them.
Can somebody be over-pumped for a game? It looked like Mrs. Cinnamon might have been.
Well, yeah, they tried to play too fast. They might as well just went in and said, Laramie, what do you need us to do for you to run us off the floor? And that's exactly what happened in the first quarter.
It played right into Fort Laramie's hands. The hasty play of Mississinawa, the mistakes, the turnovers, the live ball mistakes, the transition baskets by Fort Laramie helped lead the Redskins to a 23-2 lead. Mississinawa came back very strong with a 19-point third quarter, cut it down to 12 at one point. Final difference in this contest is 32, 61-29. Fort Laramie, Chuck, after the injury to Maddie Chateau, one we didn't wish to happen, that's for sure. Maddie, such a dynamite player. And Fort Laramie has really rallied together since she's gone down. It's a deep club right now.
And you look down on the sideline, and Maddie's down there. She's cheering. She's up on her feet. So, you know, she's still a teammate. And that's Laramie, the young girl. Let's talk about him for a second. Izzy Meyer didn't hurt him in the least. Miley Chateau had a heck of a game. Ariel Dykamp, I know she's a senior, but she was terrific today. Corinne Holscher, she had 8 points. She just was terrific. The youngsters are just getting better and better, and I don't know if they're going to help them a ton in the state, but they sure are going to help them a ton next year.
Oh, no question. Redskins victorious. Fort Laramie advancing on to the state semifinal. Fort Loramie now has won 12 of its last 13 games, 24-3 on the year. State semi next Friday. Right now it's the cutting down the net ceremony after having won the regional here at Vidalia Butler. 61-29 over Mississinewa Valley. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Highlight your stars of this game.
Well, individual scoring, I mean, rebounding and turnovers. Both teams had too many free throws. 4 of 8 for Mississinewa. 8 of 18 for the Redskins. That's a little bit of a concern. But the leading scorer for Mississinewa was Brooklyn Subert. She scored 11-10 in the third quarter, and she is by Clancy's player of the game. All-State Taylor Woodbury, a second poor outing for her in this tournament. She only had 8. On the other side, Loramie led by Victoria Mesher with 21. My goodness.
Whew.
That girl had a terrific game.
Yep.
Granted, we had 13 and banged up a little bit. And they got 9 out of Heitkamp and 8 out of Corinne Holscher. So there you go. And Miley Chateau had 4, but she took care of the basketball. She spent a lot of time guarding Woodbury, and they just diced that zone in the first quarter.
Yeah, sure did.
And that's not been their strength, is attacking zones. And boy, they had that one down.
Yeah, zone offense went to work, and it was very, very good, executed neatly, and they got some real good-looking shots in close within 8-10 feet. That made the difference, built the big lead, 23-2, 21-point advantage early on second quarter. That withstood the challenge from Mississinewa in the third, and the final difference is 32. This segment of our presentation here today brought to you by Clancy's. Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Maybe we can get a word or two from head coach Carlos Siegel when we return after a few minutes. 61-29 Redskins advance on to a state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie has just beaten Mississinewa Valley 61-29 to take the Division 7 Girls Regional Championship. Victoria Mesher has joined us. 21 points today for Victoria in this victory. She paid her team a great compliment seconds ago. We asked her, Victoria, how many points did you score? And she genuinely did not know. She facilitated, dished out assist after assist. When she got the ball, she tried her very best to put it in the basket. Registered 21 points. Victoria, you thought maybe you had about 10.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been in a more physical game than this one?
I mean, no, that was a very physical game, but I think that we responded really well to it, and we answered the way that we should have. But, yeah, it was a very physical game out there today. So,
it jumped out on them 23-2. What did you do the first 9 minutes that worked so well?
Yeah, we passed the ball really well those first 9 minutes, and we stayed under control, and we didn't let any of their pressure get to us. Yeah, we had a great first 9 minutes, and then we slowed down a little bit after that. I think we were more focused on not losing instead of winning, and we just had to change that momentum again, and we picked it back up in the second half.
Head coach Carla Siegel coming by. We're going to talk to Victoria for one more minute. Can you hang close? Can you hang close? Victoria just commented that she maybe has never been in a rougher basketball game. Tell me about the team play. Everybody contributed.
Oh, yeah.
Your balance, your reserves, peaking at the right time. Yes.
Yeah. You know, everyone on our team knows their role, and I think everyone did a really good job today in stepping in that role and filling what they were supposed to do. The thing is that everyone knows that they might not be the leading scorer, but they can contribute in other ways, and I feel like everyone did that. The people who needed to assist, assisted. The people who scored needed to score, and the people on the bench cheered us and gave us the energy that we needed. It was just a whole team game today. Everyone passed really well. I just thought sharing the ball is what makes our team very special.
You just said that everybody on the bench contributed. Maddie Chateau at times was so excited.
Yeah.
She was the sixth person on the floor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love that girl. She... yeah, of course, it really sucked whenever she got hurt and she was out, but she stepped into her new role and didn't even hesitate on helping us out in any way she can, and now she knows that she's our team cheerleader, and she's going to help us out in any way that she can, and she does that really well.
Now, Avery Brandon, we got shaken up in the second quarter. You were a bit gimpy once or twice, hit by a body block. Miley Chateau went down a few times, but you have survived this game.
Yes.
And are still whole.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know every game there's going to be some kind of adversity, and that's the beauty about basketball, is just who can come back after that adversity, and I think we did a really nice job today. Even though we were rattled at some points, we just came together and said, okay, everyone, let's breathe, let's take our time, and let's get control back over this game, and that's what we did.
Victoria Mesher, 21 points today for Fort Loramie, which wins the regional championship in girls D7 over Mississinewa Valley, 61-29. Head coach Carlos Siegel is alongside. Victoria, thank you so, so much. And keep getting better and better and better. Excellence is something you never reach. It's a work in progress.
Thank you.
Head coach Carlos Siegel is next up. Head coach, tell us what you know about the Avery Brandewey injury. Everybody's so pleased to see her come back on the floor in the third quarter.
Yeah, I think she just sprained her ankle. And I think if you remember 2 years ago, we were playing Tri-Village, and she hurt her knee, tore her meniscus, and I think that's what was going through her head, that it was over. Once we calmed her down and they walked her off, that they said it was just a sprain, and she came back. And we didn't start in the third quarter. I told her I was going to put her in for a minute. I took her out after a minute, and she looked at me, and she's put me back in now. So she's back, and she's fine. And so hopefully, you know, we'll have a couple days off here, and she can rest it and rehab it, but she'll be good to go next week.
All we know is that you play again, state semifinal, next Friday. Location, time, all to be determined, right?
Yeah, I don't even know it's Friday. How do you know it's Friday? I don't even know it's Friday. Do you really know that?
It says so on the OHSAA site.
Okay.
Unless somehow it's,
okay. Yeah.
Unless it's misleading in some way.
Yeah, I don't know when we play, who we play, where we play. But I can promise you this. These five seniors are on a mission, and they'll have their team ready whenever that is.
Run down those seniors for us right now and the contributions they give your club.
Autumn Turner, I mean, she's a great outside shooter. I know she didn't hit any today, but she's a great shooter, and she just loves the spot of, you know, she came into the starting lineup when we lost Maddie Chateau.
Yep.
And she is grabbing this opportunity with both hands, so I'm so proud of the progress she has made in the last 3 weeks. Arrow High Camp, 7 points today in the first quarter. I think she only averages two. She's just a leader for us on the floor. She's gritty. She's playing Woodbury most of the game tonight, and Woodbury averages 17, and she has 8. That's basically Avery High Camp right there. Next is Miley Chateau. She had 6 points tonight, some big shots for us. She works hard. She's usually guarding the second best player on their team, so I love her intensity on the floor. And then Victoria, you just talked to. Victoria just has grown as a great player this year so much. And then, of course, we got, you know, Avery Brandewey. You know, Avery Brandewey leads our team in just about every category. Tonight was a little rough for her, but she still had a great game. So five awesome, wonderful, beautiful players.
Well, you said Victoria has really grown. She was, what, 5'9", 5'10", two or three years ago?
Yeah.
Now she's, what, 6'2"?
Yeah, yeah. I wish she was 6'2", but no. She's doing a good job. She's doing a great job. So
quickly, you attacked the first half, beat their pressure. What was the game plan? How'd you get it done? You executed so nicely the first 9 minutes of the game.
Well, you know, we saw them play the last couple games in some film, and they were only going five deep. And so yep. I just told our girls, I said, if they're only going to go five, we got to run, and we got to pressure, and we got to get them tired, because we go deeper than that. So the first quarter was great. The second quarter, I'm not sure what happened. The third quarter was miserable. Kudos to them. You know, their pressure. They wanted the ball. I mean, you know, they had a dream too. They wanted to go to state for the first time in school history. They battled. They got great players. They got a great coach. They got a great community that came to watch them play tonight. That third quarter was all theirs, you know, and we were lucky enough that we had a big enough lead that we could get out of it. And then the fourth quarter, we finally did what we were supposed to do to break the press, and I thought they did a great job.
Carla, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
So much. Head coach Carla Siegel and the Redskins victorious over Mississinewa 61-29. Chuck, you heard it all amplified and a few things said by Mesher, the star player today for Fort Loramie, and head coach Carla Siegel.
Well, Victoria, after when she went off the air and you were talking to Carla, she was leaving, and I said, my favorite play of the night for you, and she looked at me and I went, when you crossed over Woodbury and she fell down, and she goes, I like that one too.
but
they did exactly what they needed to do, like Coach Siegel said, right? In the first quarter, they knew, they just blitzed them, knew they were going to run out of steam. Everybody fouled out for them. That didn't help them either. But, no, this was the third quarter did belong to Mississinewa. The other three belonged to Fort Loramie.
Now, for about 2.5 months of this season, everybody was saying, yeah, Fort Loramie girls are really good. Not deep. It's not a deep team.
Yeah.
Really, really good. They're quite a bit deeper now.
Well, when Maddie Chateau went down, everybody was singing the blues.
Mm-hmm.
Autumn Turner, Ariel, High Camp, those two young ladies as seniors, and then I wish I hadn't closed the book.
Corinne Holscher off the bench was splendid.
She was. But Miley Chateau was my third. But those three seniors have just done a terrific job.
Yeah, Autumn Turner, Ariel Heitkamp, Miley Chateau, Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewee, the five seniors about whom head coach Carlos Siegel spoke just a few minutes ago. 61-29 Fort Loramie, and head coach Carlos Siegel, I think, was genuinely uncertain about the day on which.
Didn't even know if it was Friday or not.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not worried. They'll play whoever they give them. They'll play wherever they give them.
Yep.
That's Fort Loramie.
Are you dreaming of owning a home? F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, and Urbana has the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. Well, with the Anna boys victorious over Fort Recovery today, we've got some D6 boys action to look forward to on Tuesday here at Vandalia Butler.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Anna. We haven't seen them for a while.
Nope.
And I love Nate Barhorst, one of my favorite people. And I'm looking forward to seeing them play.
And we've got Franklin Monroe, Botkins, second game of two on Wednesday here in a D7 nightcap of a twin bill. First game, Columbus Central District representative against Rushi.
In a running clock game.
It's a three or four word Christian Academy school, and for the life of me, I can't remember the name. The Rushi plays them at 6, and in the nightcap on Wednesday, it's Franklin Monroe Botkins, two games on Wednesday, and then a pair on Tuesday in the D6 Boys Regional here. Marion Local in game one, I think. Anna Tri-Village set for game two.
That'll be a game.
Anna won by 8 over Fort Recovery. And Tri-Village beat Cincinnati Country Day by 5 to create that pairing for the second game on Tuesday in Boys D6 action. We're here at Vandalia Butler, 5:20 both nights, Tuesday and Wednesday. And then a girls Division 7 state semifinal next Friday, we think. At a location in Ohio, probably.
We hope it's in Ohio.
At a time to be determined. Chuck, enjoyed it. It was so much fun. What a great day. Thanks to our online listeners. Jack Kramer saying thanks to Chuck. On-site engineering, color, stats. Thanks to our fans who joined us. Thanks to Victoria Mesher. Terrific interview. Wow, that was so refreshing.
She's a terrific kid.
To spend time with Victoria and head coach Carlos Siegel managed to carve out media time for us after this game ended and the nets were cut down. So many Fort Loramie fans stayed around to rejoice and take it all in. We're back on the air Tuesday at 5:20. For Chuck, for our listeners, Jack Kramer saying so long from the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Final score in this girls' D7 regional championship once again. Fort Loramie 61, Mississinewa 29.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's?
Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.